Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Press the blast-off button.
Okay!
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
Can I use your mic?
Yes. We are ready to let the dogs out.
Good morning, sunshine.
I am not a morning person.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
We're all about having fun.
Wake me at 10.
There's nothing wrong with being fun and popular and just giving people what they want.
Trust me, you're going to love this.
Get up and turn it up to 108.
It's showtime.
All right, here we go. Let's let the dogs out.
Okay.
Mike and Carla, morning show, along with our executive producer, who doesn't feel well this morning.
I know it. I know.
Bad shrimp or something.
Bad chicken salad.
I think he hooked up with Roxanne.
Roxy. Roxy.
Had some cheap beer and a couple of dill pickles.
I think it was the chicken salad.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, man. Get some bad mayo in there, Morty.
That's why I don't eat mayonnaise.
That is, well.
The risk is too high.
Yes, the risk is too high.
Way too high and normally not worth it. Show number 1929, by the way.
Yes.
It is Thursday morning, Carla, 6:11. Are you ready for somebody to guess what's in our big box?
Yeah, I'm beyond ready. I wish somebody would guess all five, man.
Well, a little bit later on this hour, we'll open up the phone lines at 702-739-9636 and give somebody a chance to win that big grand prize during the 96 days of summer. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High 102, 101 the high tomorrow. They say only in the low 100s over the weekend,
yeah.
So it shouldn't be too bad.
It's going to be chilly, sure.
Bundle up.
It's
about 81 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this whole thing now is just kind of sad with Kanye West. He tweeted that he's been trying to divorce Kim since 2018, and he's just been ranting. And Kim actually issued a statement yesterday about his struggle with bipolar disorder, and she asked for empathy and compassion from, you know, just people, the media, so they can get through this in whatever way they need to get through it. It's not, you know, mental health is you know, it's a serious thing, mental illness, and I know that he deals with that in many ways. So she said, just can we just deal with this? It was it was really amazing what she wrote.
No matter what you think of him.
I give her credit, yeah.
If he has some sort of mental illness,
but
you hope he gets help.
Yeah, and he's saying a lot of really vicious things about her, and she's not. I mean, she's trying to, you know, again, just ask for people to be compassionate and understand that he's struggling in whatever way. But it was quite amazing to read. It was really very touching what she wrote. I can post that whole thing on our website where you can see that. They say on average you watch about 2% of all the stuff that's on Netflix every year. 2% of the content. Now, if you wanted to watch every single thing on Netflix, you'd have to binge watch nonstop for more than 4 years, about 4 years and 2 months. So you'd just sit there for 4 years and 2 months and watch all of it. That's as of now. There's new stuff coming out all the time. They have so much content on Netflix. They really do. There's something for everyone on there. Virtual Comic-Con going on right now. Not, of course, the big thing like it usually is.
Is it as much fun sitting there in your living room or basement all dressed up and
because that's different, really, from every other day for
most
of the people that go to Comic-Con.
I don't know. I've never been, so I'm just asking.
Just do it alone in my pajamas in the basement this year. Or, so
or do you just dress from the waist up?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You sit at your computer.
Cosplay Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle outfit or your R2-D2 costume.
You do what you have to do.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we can play this in a little bit, but Sammy Hagar, you know, a lot of people doing things from home. They're doing it, you know, via Zoom. They're doing it in their own studio. Sammy Hagar, some members of the Doobie Brothers, Dave Mason, some Fleetwood Mac members, they all got together and they did, which was a great song by Traffic, Feeling All Right. We'll play a little bit of that for you in a bit. But it's such a cool vibe. You got to hear it. I think you'll enjoy it. For now, that is my take.
Carla, you had mentioned this version of Feeling All Right.
Yes.
Sammy Hagar, Fleetwood Mac. Who else is on this?
Dave Mason.
Listen to this.
Doobies.
I've got to leave before I start to scream.
been reported from all different locations and put together. Such a great song. You know, my Dave Mason story, we did a promotion with him out at Lake Las Vegas.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Had to get back to the hotel, so I drove him back in my car. I'm sitting in my car with Dave Mason, and he goes, do you mind if I slip in a disc, a CD? Mm-hmm. It's something new I'm working on. Tell me what you think about it.
Right.
And in my mind, I'm trying to act as cool as I can.
Yeah.
But inside, I'm going, are you freaking kidding me? Dave Mason asking me what I think about something he did?
So, it's okay. I mean, it's all right.
You got to work on it. I'm telling you.
Well, let me tell you real quick. It's Dave Mason put those guys together. They call themselves the Quarantines. And it's Mick Fleetwood, Sammy Hagar, Doobie Brothers members, Michael McDonald, John McPhee, Tom Johnston, John Cowan, Pat Simmons.
Wow.
How cool is that? What a lineup that is.
Yeah. Put that all together separately.
Man.
And make it sound like that.
You know what? We're not doing anything right now. That's fine. Who wants to do it?
I have one more piece of sound when it comes to music. Some people are calling this the holy grail of rock and roll finds.
It is. It is.
The Rolling Stones with Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin on lead guitar. The Stones are releasing a multi-format deluxe issue of their 73 album, Goat's Head Soup.
Weird album that was.
That is coming up on September 4th. They're going to include a song called Scarlet. It's one of the 10 bonus tracks.
Yeah.
So evidently the Stones, Zeppelin was wrapping up their session.
Mm-hmm.
The Stones were coming in.
Yep.
Jimmy Page said, do you mind if I hang around? And this is what ends up. Stones with Jimmy Page on lead guitar from Led Zeppelin.
That's cool.
That's coming out on September 4th. All right. Boy, if that doesn't get you stoked.
I love that.
The blood's bumping. Somebody want to take a shot and guess what five items are in Mike and Carla's big box?
Please.
Let's do it right now. Bright and early. 702-739-9636. You think you know? Ninth caller, got to be over 21. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway. It's time.
Carla, we have Kevin on the phone. Kevin, you've done this before. You know the drill, so go ahead. Give it a shot. Tell us the five items in Mike and Carla's big box.
A garbage can, a bandana, a ribeye steak, a seashell, and a Slurpee.
You got three out of five.
Holy
Yeah, boy.
Three out of five. You know what, Kevin? If you're like me, hope nobody heard me.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly.
Well, listen, you know, like everybody else, you can play as many times as you want. Your next chance to guess, 9 o'clock hour. You want more info? Tap the KKLZ app on your smartphone or simply go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
Thank you so much. I'll call you guys at 8.
You know, I did the story earlier about Kanye West. He's kind of going through it. And so's the Kardashian family because of it. And Tom said, hey, guys, I heard your comments about Kanye, and they were perfect, regardless of what you think of him. He and his family are trying to deal with this mental illness, and it is very serious. And Sharon also texted in and said, thanks, you guys, for not making fun of Kanye West. We all know what he's about, but mental illness is a serious thing, and it's not taken seriously in this country. So thank you for not making fun of him. And we certainly wouldn't. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
Right.
Or who you are.
Or whether you like that person or not.
No, it affects
as a celebrity.
Everyone, yeah.
If he needs to get help, he needs to get help. You hate to see somebody go through that. So.
Yeah.
Well, we hope he gets better.
Yes.
For everybody concerned.
Yes.
Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
All you have to do is identify all five items in Mike and Carla's big box. you could win the big grand prize, phase one, 96 days of summer. Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. 7:07. It is Thursday morning. By the way, a lot of people texting, emailing us about Mike and Carla's fourth annual Project H2O.
Yes.
Yes, we are doing it. It benefits the Salvation Army. As we've done the last 4 years, we've collected cases of bottled water. But this year, with our building being closed to the public, we have a great sponsor, Subaru of Las Vegas, 6455 Roy Horn Way. It's right off the 215.
Yeah.
And this is so cool that they stepped up, because you can drop off your cases of water Monday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. Which gives you an extra day on the weekend.
It does. And you need it, because they need the water desperately this summer. Desperately.
And then from 8 to 8, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., if you donate 4 cases of water or more, you get a $25 gift card. Your choice, either Above the Crust Pizza. We love those people. Robo Pro Golf. Or Salud Mexican Restaurant and Tequileria.
Nice.
So just go down there, and, you know, they're not going to bother you. Just walk in with your cases.
Yeah, here you go.
Set them down, walk out. Everything's fine. Yes. But we thought, how cool is this?
Yes.
They're open longer each day, and right. They give you an extra day to donate the water. So mm-hmm. If you want to find out more information about it, hit up our website, 963kklz.com. Mike and Carla's fourth annual Project H2O to benefit the Salvation Army. High today, 102, plenty of sunshine, 101 the high tomorrow, 81 now. Few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, I love this. A survey found that we are the most ambitious at age 33. So if you're approaching that or you're far beyond that, good luck on either side.
Yeah, sir.
Most common, yes, I know, yay. I know. Well, I'm 32. Oh. The most common goals are saving money, eating healthier, and exercising more. Also, when there's more travel.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, it was interesting, is drinking more water. So it's all about getting healthy, staying healthy,
yeah.
Being healthy, you know, going into those later years, 34, 35.
Because
know?
I'll tell the kids listening now, once you lose that good health,
yeah.
It's tough to get healthy again.
Is it ever, man?
As you get older.
Yes, it sure is. So 33, if you're looking at it, if you're looking down the barrel at 33, man.
Good for you.
Do it right. New survey also found out that people... we're washing our hands a lot more,
Oh.
But most people still aren't doing it after they use the bathroom. That's the one place you should do it.
Didn't we talk about this off the air where as kids...
Yes.
Did you wash your hands?
Yeah.
And a lot of times most kids said, I did.
Uh-huh. When you stuck them under the sink for a second.
But you didn't.
Look, they're wet. My hands are wet. They're wet. No, look. exactly. Listen, I wash my hands when I go in the bathroom. I wash my hands when I leave the bathroom now.
Yeah.
It's just a
thing.
You're
like a doctor.
I am.
You walk out with your hands up.
Don't laugh. I go up my arm, too. I go up my arm now.
You scrub.
I do.
Like
for surgery.
Somebody
made fun of me at the sink the other day because I was doing that. Yeah. It's like, what? I go almost up to my elbows. I don't care. I'm doing it. Get off me. No virus here. Get away. And a reminder, if you did not know, today is a very special day, and it is all over the world. It is International Yada 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 Day.
Mike. Really?
Yes, it is. Yada,
from
yada,
Seinfeld?
Yada. Yes. Yes, it's an international day.
Oh.
Now, of course, we all remember, I'm sure we have it, that you know, yada, yada, yada. What else did you guys do? And yeah, blah, 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 and we yada, yada, yada. What? You yada,
I
yada,
did.
Yada?
Lobster bisque.
Yes.
Okay.
So happy yada, yada, yada day. One of the best catchphrases of all time from TV. Oh. Right there, man. Yada, yada, yada. We still use it today.
Mm-hmm.
What, 25 years later or so? 25 years later? Yeah?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the yada yada is that old, Mike. Yes, it is. Older for some people.
Oh,
they're yada yada. It's Thursday. Few things. Things You Should Know, sponsored by our friends at Sam and Ash. What's right?
You know, I was thinking about it being yada, yada, yada day.
Yeah.
What is your favorite TV catchphrase?
Yeah. Whatever. When I was a kid, I used to go around doing the, what you talking about, Willis? What?
At really, the time?
Carla? Yes. Yes.
Or the Dynamite.
Yes, Dynamite.
What
that was
that?
Huge.
That was Jimmy J.J. Walker.
J.J. Walker. Good times, man.
Good times.
Oh, I think every kid was doing that one. Dynamite.
Stifle It. I mean, if you're going to go back in time.
Wow. Yes.
Stifle It.
Wow. Shazam.
Hey. Okay.
Oh, wow.
What was yours, or what is yours?
Yeah.
That you use to this day. Your TV catchphrase.
You did that one.
I know. Hey. 702.
My thumbs up, by the way.
My short thumbs. 702-739-9636. Do you have a catchphrase? Text or call.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you. Leslie, what about you?
My favorite one's from Friends, the pivot.
Oh.
It's just so funny that Ross has to say it 1,000 times for them to move the couch up the stairs, and they get really annoyed with them. So it just makes me laugh every time I hear it.
The first time I saw that episode, I almost peed my pants when they're moving the couch.
Upstairs.
Yes, and he's going, pivot! Pivot! Just because they did that so well, and I heard them talk about it later in later years, and it was kind of, it was very unscripted.
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly how it was. I almost died, because we've all been there.
Yeah.
Trying to move something that we shouldn't be moving somewhere we
in
shouldn't be moving it.
That's,
yes, it's
yeah,
not going to fit.
It.
This is not going to fit.
702-739-9636. Another one from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I know. I hear you say that every once in a while.
I know.
No, that's from Friends.
That's from Friends, yeah.
All right, sorry about that.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I listen all the time. Cranker every day.
Waking you up on 96.3 KKLZ.
Celebrating National Yada 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 Day, so we're talking about those catchphrases from a TV show that stuck with you,
yeah.
And maybe even to this day you still use every once in a while, and yada, yada, yada.
Jeez, I had to just list these. They're just coming in. Somebody mentioned, he said, I still use it to this day. Who loves you, baby? That was Kojak.
Telly Savalas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm getting, hello, Newman. How you doing? This one, guess what it's from, John? You may know. I know nothing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hogan's Hero.
Yes, exactly. And
hold on. There, okay, one correct.
We got two. Nip It in the Bud.
Andy Griffith.
Yep, that's right. That's what she said.
That's what she said. The Office.
Yep, that's right. That's
really?
Right. Yes. Yep.
Man,
yeah.
Put
Michael
John
Scott.
Down for one.
Michael Scott. Let's hug it out.
Let's hug it out.
There's I think you mentioned it the other day. One of you did.
Let's hug it out.
Yeah, let's hug it out. Biatches. Entourage.
Entourage. Oh,
Entourage.
Okay,
and this one, I don't even know if John will know this one. Bang, zoom to the moon, Alice.
Honeymooners.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. My God. We got a lot of friends.
You know what? I didn't realize the Honeymooners, as big of a show as it was, and classic and iconic, they only did like less than 30 of those shows.
Yeah.
Well, now that'd be like two seasons. So that's on Showtime. That'd be three.
And jeez. Gone.
Yes. Don't you get up your nose with a rubber hose?
No. I'm surprised I didn't.
Or
I'm surprised
sit
I didn't
on it.
That.
Yeah.
I got to sit on it.
All the ones from Happy Days.
Yes. No kidding. I also got from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Pretty good.
See, I would have never gotten that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Great show.
I would have gotten, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty
oh,
good.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
our show,
yeah,
but
pretty, yeah.
Okay. 702-739-9636. Hi, who's on the phone?
Yeah, my name is David. I wanted to tell you about the yada, yada, yada thing. It's Kiss My Grits by Mel Steiner.
Oh, yes.
Kiss My Grits.
Kiss My Grits, Mel.
And the way she's...
Yes, yeah.
That was everywhere on T-shirts, hats.
Yeah, it was. Flo, that was great. That's a great show.
Have a good day. Joe, what about you?
I don't know if anybody's done it already, but Steve Urkel, did I do that?
You did that well.
Did I do that?
And then when you saw him as yes. who he really was.
I know. He was a really good looking kid. Yeah.
And didn't that? And didn't he develop that into like another character on the same show?
Yes. Yeah.
He was Urkel, but then he was Stefan or something.
Yeah. Who was the
Stefan.
Right. The cool version.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated that show. I really did. I don't know why. I just hated that show. And I had a friend, don't laugh, I had a friend, comic friend of mine, his wife was a writer, and she wrote for that show.
Really?
Yes, she did.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, all these phrases starting to come back. And you had to do it like that.
Yeah.
You know, you had to, like, shrivel up a little bit.
Yes.
Have a good day, buddy.
All right, you too.
Still talking about those catchphrases from TV shows as we celebrate Yada 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 Day. David's on the phone. David, what were your catchphrases?
One of them's from Living Color with Jim Carrey when he did Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah.
He's like, let me tell you something.
And you have to do it just
with
like
the teeth
that.
Showing. Yes, that's right. We were just talking about him the other day doing that character. Yeah.
And what's the other one?
The other one is from Saturday Night Live. With the two bodybuilders, like, I'm going to bump you up.
Hans and Franz.
Yeah, yes. And you gotta clamp the hands.
Yeah, you gotta pump you up. Yes.
Cheryl, wrap it up. What was your TV catchphrase?
Bazinga from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love Sheldon so much. He's so funny. Bazinga.
Wow, you got it down, too, don't you? Bazinga.
She says it just right.
Yes, I know.
You have another chance to guess the five items a little bit later on next half hour. More details on phase one of the 96 days of summer coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 8:07, looking for your help during the Project H2O to benefit Salvation Army.
Sure are.
We have a great sponsor helping us out, Subaru of Las Vegas, 6455 Roy Horn Way, just off the 215. We're out there earlier in the week shooting a video, and they have a great setup where you can just walk in, drop off your water.
That's simple.
And if you drop off four cases or more, you can pick up a $25 gift card to either Above the Crust Pizza, Robo Pro Golf, or a Salud Mexican Restaurant and Tequileria. So just go in there, and you know what? Everybody's going through it now, and we're, you know, but if you can, and you can afford an extra case of water,
yes,
just pick it up, drop it off. We'd really appreciate it.
So needed.
And so would the Salvation Army. So if you want more details about Project H2O, go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Okay, sunshine today, high today, 101, 102 today, 101 tomorrow. Warming up, it's 80. We saw our bicyclers.
Yes, we did. Scooting by. They're making good time. They're making better time than they were a few months ago.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Looking stronger.
Yeah, they still stopped up the way, but I would have too. Sheesh.
Well, do it early.
It's an incline.
88 now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the NFL announced yesterday fans who attend games this season will be required to wear masks. I didn't know there were going to be fans, but and not all teams are allowing fans. But the Atlanta Falcons, they announced they'll seat just about 20,000 people for their home games. So there shouldn't be any problems there.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Which is about normal for them. So.
Yeah. Oh, true. 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 Hashtag truth. Hold on here, Mike. Let me scoot.
The Lions probably going through the same thing as well as the Browns and Bears.
The Lions don't want fans there. You don't need fans there. You really don't.
You don't want them there?
We don't want them to see us fumble and lose and just, no.
Maybe it's better.
Oh, my gosh. Rumors. There are rumors that Leonardo DiCaprio has secretly proposed to his girlfriend, Camilla Marone. Now, she's like, I don't know, 30 years younger than him or 25 years younger than him. And sources and friends are saying he only has eyes for Camilla. He's finally found the one, and he's proposed. There is no wedding date because of the pandemic, but likely it'll be next year. I'll believe it when I see it. However, I think he's going to end up being like Warren Beatty, you know, and marrying and married. Yep. Yeah. He's been with Annette Bening how long now, Warren Beatty? 20 years at least?
And he had never been married before that?
And dated everyone on Earth. I mean, or everyone on Earth. Yes, he did. Not me, but...
And well,
shoot. I know.
Missed that.
I would have.
It's not like you weren't out there.
No. Hello, Warren.
And Leonardo DiCaprio has never been married?
No, he's never been married.
Wow.
Nope, never. Okay. Only dated supermodels. And today, Taylor Swift announced, she's releasing an album. Like right now, she surprised her fans. Tonight at midnight, I'll be releasing my 8th studio album, Folklore. An entire brand new album of songs I've poured all of my whims, dreams, fears, and musings into. So, tonight at midnight, Taylor Swift, new album. She's been busy. I have done nothing productive during this pandemic. She's putting out an album. Alex Trebek wrote a book, and here I am.
You haven't learned another language or something?
No, I haven't.
Gone on Babbel?
No, I didn't do Babbel. I don't have Rosetta Stone.
Okay.
No, I don't. No, but
have
I
you
clean
read a book?
Lot. Yes, I've read several books.
All right, well then.
Yes, I have. Then I've done something. Thank you.
You've done
Taylor
more than
Swift.
Me.
Thank you. That is my take, brought to you by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
What was it? Earlier in the week or late last week you were talking about guys or people with long thumbs?
Oh, just earlier this week, just a couple days ago. It's hard for them to text. It's hard for people with long thumbs to text.
I started looking at my thumbs more and more after that. And I guess I have average thumbs.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now there's a guy, Jacob Pena. He's a new TikToker. Grown quite the following because of his very long six-inch thumbs.
Yeah, that's weird.
Here he is explaining why he has the long thumbs.
Yes, it's real, but the thing is, I have to, like, dislocate it and extend it for it to look long.
Does anybody you know have a six-inch thumb?
Yes, I am. Making money from brand deals, like news sites that pay me the ad revenue. You are yourself, and you do original comedy and just are having a great time at TikTok. You will blow up eventually.
So, he's blowing up.
Yeah, it's weird looking, too. If you saw, it's weird.
Can we post that on our Facebook page?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and post it. It's weird looking.
Right now, look at your thumbs and see if you have, you know, like stumpy thumbs. I have a stumpy thumb.
I have very little thumbs. I've got little thumbs.
Even your thumb is longer than mine.
I think you might.
I'm like, really?
Yeah, I think so. You got pretty long.
Here, put your thumb up.
Here, hold on, people. Here we go. You only got about a half inch or so on mine. Okay.
I am worthless as a man. I just...
Mike has a small thumb. Don't say anything to him.
You know what your small thumbs...
Yeah, don't. Okay. Don't. Yes. That's
why he drives a convertible.
Small gloves. That's right.
I don't know. Well, this guy... let's post it
yes,
on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with. Through the 963KKLZ.com website. Jacob Pena is the kid's name on TikTok.
Small
all right.
Thumb guy.
Let's find somebody with average thumbs. Take a guess.
Yes.
Five items in our box, in our big box. You got to be 21 years of age or older. We revealed another piece of the box earlier this morning. We already had one guesser. You could be next. 702-739-9636. Would love to find a winner. It could be you.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Krista on the phone. Krista has never guessed before. This is her first time. So, Krista, if you don't know, we need all five items in Mike and Carla's big box to win the big prize. Go ahead.
Okay, a ribeye steak, a seashell, an answering machine, a garbage can, and a golf ball.
Wow.
I believe you got four out of five.
Wow.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you don't know, you can play as many times as you want. You want more info on the big box? Just tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Now, your next chance to try is going to be with Wendy Rush.
Yeah.
And wow, she will give you that cue to call in the noon hour. So make sure you're listening for that. All the details about the KKLZ Big Box on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, tomorrow, Carla, is the big day. Baseball is back.
Yes, it is.
So Buffalo Wild Wings hired actual beer vendors from Major League Stadiums to walk around its restaurants and make them feel like you're watching the game live. They're doing it actually at one location. Your brother Matt might want to check it out, but he's vacationing on the beach.
He's retired now. Yes, I know.
They're doing one in D.C., adding other cities later. They also hired the organist.
Oh, cool.
For the Washington Nationals.
Nice. My brother Matt always said, he's like, when I retire, that might be my retirement job. Stay in great shape, going up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
You know, just summers. Doing it in the summer, it'd be great.
See, Matt and I think alike.
That's what
I wanted to do.
I know you
or
do.
Or not that, but.
Well, that, and he also said at one time, I'm going to drive the thing and pick up golf balls. That's what I'm going to do. Drive that. Yeah, you guys do. You guys should start a business.
And have
lazy,
people.
Lazy retirement business.
There you go.
You should
go.
Start that.
Like a headhunter thing.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I was going to talk to Donnie Logan and say, can I just be a part of the grounds crew?
Right, right.
I can spray a lawn just as well as anybody.
I can drag the rake.
Come on.
I can do it. I know.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Okay.
Guy in England got a bunch of Pokemon cards from his mom as a kid. Hated them. Until he found out. Just a little while ago, they're worth about $50,000.
Yeah.
Now he likes them.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. So. I'm sure he does.
You know what? Lucky you.
Oh, wow. I know. Well, try to sell them. Listen, if you get $20,000 for them, jeez.
That would be enough.
Yeah. What are you doing with them? Your daughter offered you $6. You're going to make more than that. Listen, a 7-year-old in Kansas City, she recently called 911 because she wanted some ice cream. The little girl's parents gave her an old smartphone to just play with, play games on.
Yeah.
Well, she called 911, told the cops she was recovering from surgery and wanted cheeseburgers and ice cream. So they brought her cheeseburgers and a milkshake.
Yeah.
And they said, listen, though, you can only use 911 for emergencies. But I think she did just fine. They did it, didn't they? They brought me cheeseburgers and ice cream.
So what lesson did we learn here?
That's right. You can call it at least once and get what you want.
How old is she?
Seven years old. That'd be, you know, basically.
You get one call.
Yeah, that's right.
What would you call for?
Yeah, I know. See? Probably wine.
The wine fairy came by yesterday.
I know.
You.
I have to mention that. I will talk about that a little later. An app. It's called Three Fun, and it's for threesomes specifically. If you're looking for a little, you know, group loving, it's pretty popular right here in Las Vegas. By the way, the top five cities: New York, L.A., Houston, Chicago. And right here in Las Vegas.
Wow, we made the top five.
We did. We got on the top of a list, boy. By golly, we got on one. And, if you'd like to, I don't know how that, you know, you'd like to be on top of that list. It's called, like I say, Three Fun. Three, the number three, F-U-N. So, I don't know if that's something you're wanting to do. Just hook up with just anyone. And the more the merrier.
Do you have to wear a mask?
During the pandemic, I would think so.
Okay.
I would. That might not be as sexy.
The visor or the mask?
But, I think the mask is sexier. The visor, though, you know, is a.
Yeah.
I think it's more functional.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it depends on your threesome fantasy, really. I don't know.
I don't want people spitting on you.
Yeah, well, that's just it. So you got a little splash guard, too, which might come in handy. It is a few of you, after all. So, by golly.
You don't know where it's coming
from. No, you do not. Exactly. You just have no idea. And let me just tell you, you think those are going to be fun.
Just flip.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Just like
I'm going in.
Remember the old Wet n Wild? You thought that big slide would be fun, and then you did it once. It's like, oh, that wasn't as fun as I thought it would be.
Who has the pliers to pry the baby out of the crack of my butt?
Yes, and just like if you hook up with two other people, you might want to bring those pliers as well. So it's Thursday.
Well, you've just taken all the fun out of that threesome idea.
Well, I think you. It doesn't always work out the way you want it to. It's Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Indeed, we do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to start your day off on a positive note. And I just wanted to mention what happened to me yesterday. I got, as they say, dusted by the Las Vegas Wine and Booze Fairy. Tina is her name, and she dropped off a basket full of, well, there was wine. Mm-hmm. There was a hard coffee in it, which I have never had. There were gummies. There was trail mix. There's a water bottle. There was a flask in there, Mike. There's Slim Jims. Just all sorts of bubbles, M&Ms, all of that stuff. Just because, and she said thank you, you know, for just kind of keeping us up and you know, inspiring us all, which I don't know that I do that, but it was very nice, and I just had to remember that there is still some goodness out there. There is still some goodness out there. The Las Vegas Wine and Booze Fairy. I mentioned this, remember, a few weeks back.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was out of New Jersey originally that a couple of women started this for moms and parents who were stuck with their kids.
Right.
And, well, it's traveled. And Tina, Las Vegas Wine and Booze Fairy, I was dusted yesterday, and it was really, really nice and much needed. Thank you so much. So keep it in mind, people.
It's a nice local story.
It is, and it's just a little, just kind of a surprise act of kindness. It was really, really nice.
I noticed you didn't give up the fudge M&Ms.
No, I didn't.
So.
No, they're at home.
Here, have a Slim Jim.
No, they're at home. I know. Did you want a Slim Jim? Did you want the...
You showed me the fudge M&Ms.
But you like peanut better, Mike. Yeah. You don't want these.
You don't even know what you like.
You don't know what you like, as Jody said.
Great.
Mike, you don't even know what you like.
I get it both at home and at work. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looked like a very nice basket.
It was really nice.
A little mini laundry basket.
Yes, a mini laundry basket. And then it had wings on it, too.
Right.
Don't think those aren't going to work their way into something.
Oh, I'm sure I'll get the text this weekend.
You sure will.
If you have a feel-good story, we'd love to hear about it.
Uh-huh.
Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or, like this story, a local story, dial it up, 702-739-9636. 940, kicking off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Wrapping up the show. Recapping, Stones, Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Did you ever think those two bands would get together? It was the Rolling Stones coming into the studio.
Yeah.
Like after Led Zeppelin had been in there, and Jimmy Page just kind of stuck around. So they threw down a couple of tracks.
Yeah, this is from like 40 years ago, and it's going on the reissue of the Goat's Head Soup album.
So if you want to check that out, we're going to put that on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Celebrated Yada 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 Day with those TV catchphrases. Quite a few came back to mind.
Oh, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Same with thumbs. If you have a long thumb, clearly that will make you a TikTok virtual reality star, I guess. All right, listen, we're out of here. Wendy Rush up next. She'll give you a chance to guess what's in the big box in the noon hour. Otherwise, you have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.